Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's beautiful out there. Nice blue sky, warm temperature, great day to work in the yard, whether you're still doing some planting, which a lot of us are, and again, don't panic. There's still plenty of growing season ahead of us to make everything prosper. So get your planting done. It will come in time. May need a little bit of TLC, but it will mature. Enjoy your perennials, and if you're still planting things like impatiens and marigolds, if you had put them in 3 weeks ago, they would have probably been all stunted and set back. So you're better off to have waited and put them in when the weather is cooperating. So everything will be fine. Don't panic, okay? And if you're still planting, condition your plants. Don't just make a hole, throw them in, dig a hole, put some soil conditioners in, things like seaweed kelp, compost, animal manure. It will help the plants get established a lot faster. Okay? If you have some questions, call us, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up first this hour?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire calling about his rhododendron.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Last April, I purchased from a garden center a rhododendron. I think it was a Catawba, Catawbanese. It was white flowers. And
okay.
I planted it. It flourished beautifully. And I did not prune it at the end of the flowering process last year. This year, it continued growing and gave new sprouts and everything, but it never flowered. And I haven't pruned yet either. And I'm just wondering, it's getting a minimum of 3 hours sunlight, maybe a little more. But I'm just wondering if I could have done more or any suggestions.
Okay. Sometimes what happens, Paul, is when you buy the plant at the rhododendron, they were dug from the field or they were grown in a container, and they come to you with buds because they had ideal growing conditions. When you set that plant in the ground, the plant is in its permanent home, and its first job is to get the roots established in this new home, because it can no longer rely on irrigation provided by the nursery. So you get it in the ground, it's concentrating on roots to get caught so that when the heat of July and August comes, it is able to pick up its own moisture. Even though you are watering, the plant knows that it is no longer confined to this area. So what you need to do is to fertilize that plant, and it should bloom this year. The first year, it concentrates on getting established. Once it gets caught, then it will resume normal vegetative and flower bud production. So if you can feed that plant with something like Hollytone or Dr. Earth Evergreen fertilizer with the probiotics included, that will help your plant to make the flower buds for blossoms next year. Now, Catawba and Zalba is the plane that's going to get big. You're talking in a neighborhood of around 10 feet. It will grow similar to English Roseum or Roseum elegans, which is that pink or pinky lavender. And they'll get in that 6 to 10-foot range with time. It's not going to happen overnight. And if they like where they are and they're getting a half a day of shade, plenty of moisture, they're going to get bigger than that. When we were in Ireland, we went to this massive garden, and they had rhododendrons, common varieties that are available here in the States, the English Roseum, the Catawbian's Alba, a red one called Nova Zembla, and some fancy varieties. And they had been on this estate for 50, 60, 70 years. And some of these plants were 15 feet tall and about 25 feet wide, and they were just magnificent. And that's what will happen with yours if you don't prune it. If you want to control the size, then the time to prune it is before the new growth really starts growing on that plant. So if your plant now has no new growth and you want to control the size, then do it now. Because if you prune it and you remove all of the new growth, the plant will make additional new growth later on, but it won't have enough time to make the growth and the flower buds. So that's why I'm telling you, I said today, is to prune now before the new growth really gets going, so that the plant still has time to make the new growth below where you've pruned and the flower buds at the same time. Okay? So do that and you'll be in great shape. And feed it. Get some Holytone or Dr. Earth Organics with probiotics. Give them a good feed, and if it gets hot and dry during July and August, that's when all of your plants, rhododendrons, azaleas, dogwood, flowering crab, forsythia, spirea, they all make their flower buds for next year during July, August, and September. So if you want more buds, you need to fertilize and water during the heat and dryness of the summer. Great question. Thank you, Paul. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts with a question about dogwood.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
We just put in 2 red twig dogwoods in our front foundation planting, and
yes.
We're having a problem with the leaves there. They've been in about 2 weeks. It's from nursery stock, and the leaves now are starting to get a rust-colored all over it, rust and brown-colored leaves. And they're wilting a little bit. They're starting to curl. I was just wondering what was causing this and what could be done to prevent it or stop it.
Okay. Were the plants balled in burlap, or did they come in containers?
I'm not sure. They were in when I got here. Landscaper
okay.
put them in when I got here.
A landscaper put them in. Okay.
Yeah, before I got back.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is I want you to get a product called Thrive. It's Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza is a root-stimulating fertilizer. And what it is a microbe. And the microbe that you apply will attach itself to the root system of your brand new plant, and it will actually double or more the root system that exists on that plant within the next 30 days. And it's able to pick up fertilizer in the soil that is normally not available to that plant. So Thrive is the new technology for gardening. And I'm telling you, this is the best product. Mycorrhiza is incredible. I tell a story often, but I planted perennials underneath some red Crimson King maples 3 years ago. and the new growth had already finished. I used a mycorrhiza to make my perennials grow faster. The following year, those red maples produce, instead of 8 to 10 inches of new growth, they produced over 22 inches of new growth. So I use a mycorrhiza every year on them, and my maples are growing in excess of 2 feet every single year. My neighbor across the street gets a foot. So my trees are growing much, much faster. And it will help a plant recover. Now, as far as your plant, they should be watered a couple times a week. If at all possible, try and keep the water off the foliage. If you're going to use the sprinkler in the morning so that the foliage has a chance to dry off. If you water your plant after 5 o'clock at night so that the plant goes into the evening hours wet, the sun will not dry the leaves. It'll stay wet, and wet foliage tends to catch microbes that are blowing in the air, diseases, funguses. So never water any kind of plant after 5 o'clock. You're asking for fungus problems on your plants.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow-release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Summer's coming. Get ready. Get your planting done. And don't get discouraged if you're behind. The plants will play catch-up. And you can give them a little extra food, and they will make up the lost time. I'm in the same boat as you. I feel the same way. I'm not done my planting, and I'm a little bit discouraged, but I will get it done. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roland from Rhode Island calling about holly.
Well, tell me about your holly this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. I wanted to ask you a question regarding several holly plants. They have sort of a webbing. There's a webbing on the leaves, between the leaves. Looks like spider webs, and there's some white. They look like small, I don't know if you want to call them cocoons, or like small worms underneath, mostly underneath some of the leaves. And it's obviously some kind of a, like, whatever, an insect that's after the plant, and it's causing some of the leaves to discolor, go dark, almost black, or dark, dark green. And so they're being attacked by something, and I wanted to know, number one, how to treat them, and number two, will the plant survive once they're treated?
Okay. Is there any chewing on that foliage?
Not that I can tell. It doesn't look like there is, no. It doesn't look like the leaves have been chewed at all. They just, all these little white, they're very, very short, like quarter inch long. They're narrow, like a worm shape. I don't know if you call it a cocoon or whatever, but some of the leaves have several of those underneath them and between them, and there's also webbing there. Like, it looks like spider webs, cobwebs.
Okay. Okay. The spider webs on the plant is really nothing to worry about, because the insects that we would be concerned about are called red spider or spider mite. And this is an insect that does not get active until we get 80 plus degrees on a regular basis. So red spider or spider mite is not active at this point. So the webbing that you're seeing are a general spider that lives outside and it's using that webbing to catch insects, mosquitoes and things like that it's going to feed on. The white, elongated, worm-shaped thing that you're seeing on your leaf is actually called mealybug, or it could be a form of scale. If it's soft, and when you squeeze it, it turns all yellow, that is mealybug, and it's really cottony and fibrous. If you squeeze it and it feels a little bit hard and then squishes, then it is probably scale. Now, both insects can be controlled the same way. You want to use something called All Season Oil. It's made by a company called Bonide Lawn and Garden. All Season Oil will penetrate these white cottony fibers to get down to the insect and smother the insect. And it's important that you do it now, because as the weather warms up, these insects know that summer's coming and they're laying eggs. It's springtime and they're multiplying. So if you can get the oil on them now, you're going to see a big difference. Now, the other thing I want you to do is I want you to rub the leaves that these insects are on and see if your fingers turn black. See if there's any black, like a soot, on the foliage. That is something called sooty mold. And the sooty mold is growing off of pure sugar from the plant. These insects are sucking. And when the weather is warm, you get a day where it hits 80, the liquids inside your plant will get thinner. And when the insect is sucking, it comes out into them too fast. They can't drink it all, and they actually spit it out. It builds up on the foliage, and this black mold will grow on it. Okay, so the first thing you've got to do is you've got to kill the insect. So you use All Season Oil. Sometimes the rain and the weather will make the soot come off. If your leaves all turn black, then get some Dawn. Take some Dawn and water, a soft cloth, and just rub the cloth with the Dawn on the foliage of your holly, let it sit there, and then take the hose, and with the pressure, it should come right off. But use oil to kill the scale or mealybug.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from Rhode Island calling about some sage.
Don, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with this sage today?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I have a 50-foot strip that's about 4 feet wide of mature Russian sage, 8 years plus being there. They grow to about 4 feet every year and just do very well. I cut them back in the spring, feed them 10, 10, 10 about three times during the year, starting in the spring. This year, for the first time, they've grown about, the new growth is about 12 to 18 inches long, but a 20 to 30 foot strip of it, the leaves have all curled brown, and it looks like the plant's dying, although the new growth stalk is quite clear and looks to be quite healthy, but the leaves have all curled up.
Now, are the leaves curling up or are they curling down?
They're curling sort of inward towards the stem. I see one little bug. The only bug I can see on it is a teardrop-shaped bug that has a black stripe from the head to toe, head to the tail, and parallel to that, also a narrow yellow stripe from head to toe, very small. And it sits on the leaves, but I can't really guess whether it's done anything or not, you know.
Well, if it's a hard shell insect, that's on top of the leaf, a hard shell insect like that that moves would chew. So if there's no holes on the plant, there's no holes in the foliage, then that guy is not doing the problem. Your problem is happening possibly below ground. So what I would suggest that you do is go to your garden center, get a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is a systemic, and it's a product that you would mix it with water. You would apply it to the plants. They'll be absorbed by the roots and taken into the bloodstream of the plant and kill whatever is either inside or a small insect that's sucking on the plant. Your Tree and Shrub is not for really chewing type insects. It's more for sucking type insects. So if you can put the Tree and Shrub on there, and then I would fertilize. Now, 10-10-10 is a good fertilizer. The problem with 10-10-10 is it lasts 30 days. And after 30 days, it's gone because it's a man-made chemical fertilizer. If you were to go with something like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth Shrub and Tree Fertilizer with the probiotics, these are naturally occurring fertilizer combinations. Because they're organic and natural, they release a lot slower. And the application rate would be once in the spring and once in the fall. 10-10-10, if you put it down in May, by June it's gone. You apply it again in June, by July it's gone. You apply it in July, by August it's gone. So there's nothing to it. It's strictly nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium or phosphorus, potash. When you buy Hollytone, Plantone, Dr. Earth products, they contain trace elements that are not found in a 10-10-10. So you're going to have some calcium, you're going to have some sulfur, a lot of iron, molybdenum, zinc, copper, and stuff like that. So you're getting trace elements along with your primary nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. Because they're organic, they're going to last longer. So it's going to cost you less money, be less work for you, and it will better fit the plant. So I would switch over to that and to try and kind of push it right now. So first thing is to get your Tree and Shrub product into the bed, and don't just treat the whole bed, because it could be an insect that would move from where it is now and go right down the row and infect plant after plant. So treat the whole bed of sage, of the Russian sage. Then fertilize it with either the Dr. Earth or the Plant Tone fertilizer. And then the plants that don't look good, that are twisted and curled, I would hit that with a liquid. Now, a liquid food like mere acid, okay? Mere acid is a fertilizer that releases totally within a two-week period. So after 2 weeks, it's gone. It's called water-soluble. And a water-soluble fertilizer can be absorbed almost instantly. So when you apply it to the garden, you wet the leaves will absorb it. Whatever hits the ground, the roots will absorb. So you've got a water-soluble that's working now, a granular that will work later and a lot longer, and a Tree and Shrub that will take care of what is inside the plant. So those are my recommendations. Give that a try, and you should see things happening within the next week or two on that plant. Okay? Thank you. And a very good question. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got June calling from Cape Cod. She's got a question about wood ticks.
June, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. Hi.
Good morning, Paul. My question is, if you have an organic product or a product that's safe for animals to kill the ticks.
Okay. Well, probably the best product around and the most effective. You're going to see some of it working right now, but the way that's the most effective, excuse me, is to kill the ticks while they are still very, very young. And the most effective way is with a product called Daminex, D-A-M-M-I-N-I-Z. I'm sorry, X. D-A-M-M-I-N-I-X. Now, Daminex is a company from Boston, where we have ticks all over New England. And what they have done is they take cardboard tubes. They look like a toilet paper tube. They stuff the tube with cotton. And the cotton has been treated with an insecticide called Pymetrum. You take these tubes, you place them in areas like underneath trees. If you have a nice wooded lot and you have a lot of pine needles, you place it there. You place it near firewood piles, near a tool shed where there's tall grasses or woods. What will happen is the mouse will come and take the cotton out of the tube, and he'll build a nest with the cotton. The tick, when it's first born, will live off of the mouse, and it will feed on this rodent. Well, the nest is made with pyrethrum, which is a very mild insecticide. And when the tick comes on the mouse and the mouse rolls in the cotton, it will kill the tick before it has a chance to mature, because the deer tick begins its life cycle on the mouse, from the mouse to the deer and the deer to you. So if you can break the cycle, that would be the best way. Other than that, there is no natural method of killing ticks on your property. And this year has been a very, very heavy tick infestation. I have four little dogs. In my backyard, we've had a lot of ticks, and I sprayed it last week. I try not to use chemicals, but it gets to a point that if you don't, the dogs will have a tick on them. They bring it in the house. The tick falls, and you're sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden there's one crawling on your leg. So I use the Bayer Advance tick spray. I sprayed the whole yard. I kept them out of the yard until it air dried, and we haven't had a problem since. So you either use a chemical, allow it to air dry and keep the animals off, or use this Daminex. And if you want to get some information on their website, it's www.ticktubes.com. TICKTUBES.com. And that will help you to, you know, give you some ideas of the best and most effective way. But right now, if they're all over the place, use a spray. I know you don't want to go chemical, but it gets to a point where you need to. And then tick tubes will take care of any future ticks that will be coming onto your property. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from New Hampshire about a gray powder on the bottom of her leaves.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. My question
good morning.
My question is about peonies. I have several very old peonies. They're at least 20 years old, and they've been producing beautiful blooms for many years. But a few years ago, I brought some bee balm into the garden, and the bee balm had something like a powdery mildew on it, or some kind of a fungus.
Yep.
And now, all of my peonies, they come up beautiful and clean. And just at around the end of the season, when they're flowering, all of this mildewy stuff collects on the leaves, and the flowers are beginning to suffer because of it. Is there anything
sure.
I could put on it to prevent it or kill that fungus?
Yes, there is something that will take care of it. What you have is powdery mildew, and powdery mildew is something that will go after bee balm. And I planted bee balm because I liked the flower and I wanted to get something that would attract butterflies and hummingbirds. And it will attract butterflies and hummingbirds. But when you get cool, damp weather, you get powdery mildew. And this year is no exception. We have had a very, very wet spring, and it's been cooler than normal. I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I live in Maine, and it was cold last night. It got down into the mid-40s. The product that you want to spray on them is called Serenade. S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. It's totally organic, totally natural, and it will do a wonderful job. And after this break, I want to tell you what else you can do to prevent powdery mildew.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, huh?
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We were talking about powdery mildew. And powdery mildew is something that is going to be more noticeable in the days to come. You'll see powdery mildew on tall phlox. You'll see it on zinnias, lilac trees. Some of them could probably already have powdery mildew on them. And Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural product. Your garden centers carry it. It was developed for the tomato industry, believe it or not. And they use it in Florida to keep your tomatoes from getting those particular diseases. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product, and it will work well. One of the things that you have to remember, Carol, if you've got powdery mildew on your plants, okay, as soon as the plants are done blooming, and you may even have to do it before, if the foliage is really covered with it, it would benefit you tremendously to remove those plants from your garden. Just cut them right flush of the ground, get them out, because the leaves are full of spores. And if you allow that plant to die in your garden and you don't clean it and remove it in the fall, the foliage will dry out, will get brittle, will crumble, fall to the ground, and the spores stay there waiting for the season for next year. So in the fall, make sure that you remove those plants from the garden. Not the roots, the top of the plant. But get some Serenade on them now, because it's organic and natural. It doesn't last as long as a chemical, so that you will probably have to reapply it a week from now and maybe even a third time. But get the product on it right now while it's in the early stages. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Roberto calling from Massachusetts with questions about microbes.
Roberto, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for accepting my call. I want a little bit of clarity in reference to microbes in the way that they convert organic to inorganic matter. Specifically, I have like a compost pile that I started last year, and it's turned to humus. I'm wondering if I should supplement that with mycorrhizae, or is that has that already been done by the natural process? Things of that nature, you know, where I could use mycorrhizae on different soils or different things for my plants to use, like you always refer to the usable part of matter. That okay. type of understanding.
Okay. Mycorrhizae is one of the many, many microbes that live in your soil. And what mycorrhizae is a microbe that will actually attach itself to the plant. And it's able to take fertilizer that exists in your soil that is normally not available to the plant until microbes start feeding on them and changing them to a form that the plant is able to use. So the mycorrhizae is in everybody's soil. But we don't have a lot of it. If you have a rich soil with compost, nice black soil, you know, you grab it and it feels nice, it's spongy, it has a lot of organic matter, you have a lot of mycorrhizae and other microbes in your soil. If the soil is sandy, the microbes have very little to live on or off. They need organic matter to survive. So when you add animal manure, when you add compost, peat moss, seaweed, any type of soil conditioners, you are providing a home for the microbes to live in. If you provide the home, the microbes will multiply, new ones will come in, and it will make your soil alive. Your plants can do better. Now, I can remember many years ago, everybody used 10-10-10, 5-10-5. Well, 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 is a man-made chemical fertilizer. And it was nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and that's it. There was nothing else. So it did its job, but it left nothing in the soil. When you use compost, when you use seaweed, when you use kelp meal, and you use products like that, you provide a home so that the microbes can live and better work with nature to make the plants grow. So condition your soil, add mycorrhizae, and they'll multiply.